We'll go back to school again in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with the October 28th rain report.
That's a good question. And that's something that clubs need to say is, can you run that repeater indefinitely if you have a really big disaster?
Mitch Stern, W1SJ, one of the more entertaining forum speakers you'll hear at the Dayton Hamvention. Mitch has participated in many public service events and DX contests, and he's a most gregarious ham who has many a pointer for the new ham as heard here last week. Here in the second excerpt from his 2017 Hamvention talk, Mitch pontificates, oh, there's a 25-cent word for ya, on some do's and don'ts for using your handheld in a public service event.
So let's talk about public service operating. As a public service operator, your number one job is to communicate. That's what you do. You're not supposed to sit there and talk to people and direct traffic and pick up women. Operators do that. You're there to talk on the radio. If you want to do other things, fine, but don't mess up talking on the radio. And I tell my operators this, when I call you, I better hear an answer within seconds or I'm going to be upset. And the number one ability is to listen. So you have to listen so you know when I'm calling you. You know when I need information. You must gather and organize information quickly. It's like in a marathon. Something happens, it will be one of two scenarios. I'm asking you, what's the situation down there? Are you supplied? What's going on? Is all hell breaking loose? I want to know that. And you know why I want to know that? Because the race director is banging me in the back wanting to know that. That's why I need to know it. I need to know it really quick. And then I get someone, I don't know. I said, I don't know is not an acceptable answer. No, figure it out. Ask people, hit them over the head with a stick and find out what you need to do. Because we have 50,000 runners that are going to join you for a party inside of 10 minutes. Something like that. That's why it's important. Think before speaking. Something that probably everyone in this room fails at once in a while, right? What do you want to say first? Instead of rambling and trying to think out what it is you want to say, think it out first, then press the microphone button. Okay, the person at the other end will be really appreciative. Transmissions must be short. Just because the repeater has a 3-minute timer does not mean you need to test it. In fact, on my repeater, it's 2 minutes. The only reason why it's 2 minutes is because it used to be a minute, and everyone would yell at me because they'd always time it out. So I said, okay, we'll make it a little longer. But yeah, short. Get right to the point. We want to know what's going on. We don't want a whole story here. You want to tell stories? 80 meters. That's where you tell stories. Always follow the directions of your supervisor. Even if he's a jerk or she's a jerk, during the event is not the time to get into it with them. Just follow the directions, and then at the end of the event, you could have a discussion about it, or you cannot do it anymore. But if you get into a fight, either on the air, which is really bad, or even off air, but with other people around, that's bad for all of us. Don't do that. Just kind of bite your lip and deal with it at the time, and then decide going forward, what you want to do in the future, if you want to work with this person or not, or do something different. Use your tactical call sign wherever applicable. So that means that, like in a marathon, we don't use call signs. We use mile 8 or mile 10 or a sweep bus or a net control or something like that. So that way, instead of hearing a whole alphabet soup of call letters, the name that you give means something to everyone who's listening. But you got to identify every 10 minutes with your real call sign, too. Different groups do that. I just, every 10 minutes, I say, this is for the marathon net. Okay, and we'll pause for identification. And then we just instruct people to just dump their call sign in as needed and get over that part of it. So the equipment you need for public service events. A dead radio is useless. Have backup. You know what a communicator in a public service event with a dead radio is called? Or a civilian. You're basically no longer useful to the operation. Go home. And batteries follow Murphy's Law. They die when it is least nice to have them die. Okay, so that's why you have a backup. In fact, I have a backup radio or two because stuff happens. You don't want to be taken off the air because of this. So properly charge your batteries. The old NiCads were notorious where you just kept them on charge all the time. They would die. They'd have memory and whatever. The newer lithium ions are not as bad, but you should still cycle the battery down and bring it back up just to make sure that it has reserve. Learn how to fully operate your equipment. So I tell people in our thing, we give them the frequencies we're going to be on. Program these into memory and make sure you can change to another frequency, another offset, the right PL, everything on the fly if we need to do that. Stuff happens. Repeaters blow up. Jammers occur. All that stuff we may have to change. I don't want you sitting there asking everyone, oh, how do I program my ICOM? Make sure you have yourself your little cheat notes on how to change the frequency. As hams, we look really dumb when that happens. Did you get your Baofeng program, Tony? No, right? So, we had this problem last year with a different guy who had one of those radios. You just can't put the offset in. It's not anything that anyone can figure out. There's only like maybe a select group of five people on the planet that know how to make those radios work, unless you have a computer. So you want to be able to fully operate your equipment. That's really, really important in these. Use the higher power and best antenna possible. So no QRP. Run that HT up to its highest power level. Well, what if the battery don't last? Bring extra batteries. Because you have a thing where a runner is running and the runner trips and falls down and is laying there in a face full of blood. You don't want the net control to say, I didn't get that. Say it again. Don't want to do that.
You're listening to the thoughts and observations of avid public service net control station and inveterate contester, Mitch Stern, W1SJ, as voiced during his 2017 Hamvention Forum presentation. We'll conclude our moments with Mitch after I remind you that these rain reports are available 24/7 on www.therainreport.com. and heard during the amateur radio block Saturday night on WTWW shortwave from Tennessee on 5.085 megahertz. That's 5,085 kilohertz. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
You want to be absolutely reliable copy. Keep the HT off the belt. So people put the HT like on the belt, and then they have like the microphone up here. Well, the problem is your antenna is right alongside your body. It does two things. One, it attenuates your signal, so I cannot hear you. And secondly, which might concern you, is that all that energy from the HD is being transported into your body, causing heating of your body, because the human body absorbs RF best right around 2 meters. You know, if you want to cook yourself for lunch, you should do that, but that's not my problem. My problem is being able to hear you. So that's why you want to take it off your belt. And then what do I do? Well, you can do like some people do around here. You get the hard hat with the antenna sticking up above it. Those work really well. I made one like this about 35 years ago. I got a hard hat, stuck a ground screen inside of it, and put the quarter wave whip up. The thing was great. And this was an event in Manhattan, the worst place for any radios to work. And then someone snapped a picture of me, and I looked like a Prussian general. That was the last time that hat was worn. It's still in my basement. I show it to people like, no. I have to draw the line of when I look totally retarded, I'm just not going to do it. What do you do? How do you make your signal? You take the radio off your belt, hold it in your hand, and talk right into it. Hold the antenna up above your head so it's not in your eyeballs. And now that antenna is in the clear. Nowhere in any of the amateur radio literature do they tell you how to hold an HT. On the technician test, they say, hold it away from your eyes. What, like that? They ain't going to hear you. Like that, wrong polarization. I'm telling you, hold it up like that and just talk up into it, and you'll be great. Forget about what the cops do where they have the antenna and the mic cord and all that. The cops don't hear one another half the time anyway. That's why they bring the hams in. True story. So it's really important to be able to use that HT properly because you may not be in the best spot for whatever repeater you're using. Check the coverage before the event. You go there and check a repeater, and you need to have a second radio. And you walk around, you hear yourself swishing in and out of the repeater, and you know where the bad spots are, and kind of make a mental note of where not to walk as you're talking. You know, okay, I'm going to stay on this side of the sidewalk, not that side, and they'll be able to hear me better. Do not use Vox. I do not allow Vox in any of my events. What happens is they lock up. Vox and also locking PTT and also VX5s with external microphones. Because VX5 and FT60s have a nasty little habit. When the microphone pulls halfway out, it locks the radio up. And then you got this signal on the repeater. And then everyone comments, there's a signal on the repeater. Yeah, we know that. What are you going to do about it? I says, well, if I wasn't busy, I'd get my little Yagi out and DF the guy, but I'm kind of tied up right now. So we wait for the guy to realize that they're doing this, and they stop it. So that's why we don't allow that kind of thing. And with the Vox, we get hams who are set up next to a band, and the band starts triggering their Vox. Well, can you make that band move? I says, no. I said, you're going to have to move. They're more important than you are. So always use headphones because, yes, that band's playing. Not only you're going to be rebroadcasting what they're playing, you ain't going to hear anything because they're playing some pretty loud stuff. Well, can't you get them to make it lower? No. You're going to have to use good headphones. What this comes down to with public service events crossing over into bona fide emergencies, there's no clear answer. So I'm going to ask some questions, and you get to answer the questions for yourself. If you're suddenly called into action, is your equipment ready and the battery charged? How many have the batteries charged and ready to go right now? That's not even half the room. We don't get advance warning when disasters strike. It's not like we get a text saying, there's going to be a disaster tomorrow at noon. Doesn't happen that way. So you want to be ready to go. You want to have equipment ready to roll out the door. Now, yes, if the disaster happens right after hamvention, when all your batteries are worn down from a weekend of talking, yeah, that could be a problem. If power and phone were out for weeks, not for a day, not for 2 days, for weeks, would you be able to communicate? How are you going to charge your batteries? Well, I'll start up the car and charge. Yeah, well, do you have gas for the car? Where are you going to get gas from if all the power is out? I don't know what the answer is. You know, get a little hand crank operation there and charge the battery. Yeah, and that's one way of doing it. But, yeah, how do you do that? Interesting question. Can the repeater you use stay on for over a week without commercial power? We had a test of this in New York City. Remember that big outage that started out here somewhere? Well, those lines went down, and it went clear across Ohio, across New York State, and it stopped at the Vermont border. I live in Vermont. There was an operator there who was not watching TV that moment and kicked out the plug, and we were spared. So all the emergency guys in New York all got together, and they got on the repeater, except the Aries repeater did not have backup power. So they're all trying to work simplex. And then other repeaters that had backup power, and when their batteries died maybe 8 hours later, those went off the air too. How many repeaters? Out of 400 repeaters in the New York City area, how many were left on the air? I think two. Two guys that actually had a repeater at their house with full generator. That's a good question, and that's something that clubs need to say is, can you run that repeater indefinitely if you have a really big disaster? Do you have ways to power your radios and charge batteries without power? All right, and finally, the most important one, will you be emotionally able to help if disaster struck your area directly? The answer is probably no. In fact, what happens is that you are the victim. You're not the communicator. We bring in what's called jump teams to come in and do the communications. You've got other problems like looking for relatives and family members and trying to get out of the area safely. But this is the important thing, and you have to make that decision. Which is more important, talking on the radio, helping the effort, or doing what you need to do to make sure everyone's safe?
And that concludes our two excerpts from a 2017 Dayton Hamvention talk by avid contester and inveterate public service participant, Mitch Stern, W1SJ. His ideas and opinions are his own and don't necessarily reflect those of anyone connected with the RAIN Report. Having said all that, Mitch is indeed an entertaining and, at times, even thoughtful speaker. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2017 RAIN. All rights are reserved. Now, for all our listeners that hear the RAIN Report on the Tropical Band, Saturday evenings on WTWW 5085 kHz, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com. Keep on hamming.